updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A dense fog advisory continues until noon today. Cloudy with fog today with a slight chance for isolated showers. High of 38, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. With federal abortion protections being overturned, the state legislatures across the country now have the chance for a significant change. Kansas City, Kansas Archbishop Joseph Nauman said that this significant change can be enacted by the Catholic Church during a Wednesday morning anti-abortion mass. He urged young people in attendance to vote and advocate against abortion and their peers before speaking against President Joe Biden, who is a practicing Catholic, but has supported abortion rights in the past. Archbishop Nauman said this at the State House steps and was joined by Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson and House Speaker Dan Hawkins. Back in 2019, the Kansas Supreme Court determined the state's constitutional right to bodily autonomy extends to the decision to terminate a pregnancy. Voters in August of 2022 overwhelmingly rejected a proposed constitutional amendment that would have allowed lawmakers to ban abortion without exception. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners. Play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Today, Governor Laura Kelly has appointed two people and reappointed one person to the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council. The appointments were Chris Klein from Dodge City and Brad Thompson from Hutchinson, and the reappointment was John Jacobson from Andover. She also appointed two people to the Statewide Independent Living Council of Kansas, being Mike DeCarlos Trevino from Olathe and Azure West from Edna. And other news unions supporting working families across the state of Kansas rallied at the State House advocating for legislation strengthening the middle class. Union Representatives Kim Roberts and Brian Alexander spoke with WIBW.
Well, our accomplishment is to get the word out that unions are strong and we are together to fight for equal opportunities with the workforce and to look out for one another, brothers and sisters, and get our word out that we can't be bullied by big companies.
You know, everybody say it's all about unions. Well, we're here for everybody. Just because we're here to do labor issues, that also helps out the whole community because it's...
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network Community Hoosier. Well, climate change and climate change initiatives continue to be a focal point in the agricultural industry, with climate change adaptation, nutrition, and farm income are all key research goals that many scientists around the world have been focusing on. However, in countries like Ghana, it is hard to get grants to focus on those initiatives. As Peter Kelly, the chair of Grow Further, says that they have two projects they're working on, developing an app for countries like Tanzania for farmers to identify crop disease in maize and Bambara groundnut breeding projects in Ghana.
This is to create the first commercial variety of this crop, which has long been neglected in research. It's nutritious. It works well under adverse conditions. It improves the lives of women farmers. It has a lot of advantages, but low yields and neglected from a research perspective. So developing the first commercial variety will make a big difference.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Bike Across Kansas will stop in Frankfort overnight June 13th, among nine stops on a 10-day, 489-mile route from the Colorado border near Tribune in west-central Kansas to Atchison in the northeast corner on the Missouri River. Stops include Scott City, Ness City, Hoisington, Lincoln, Concordia, Frankfort, Holton, and Destination Atchison June 15th. The Concordia through Frankfort route will follow the White Way along today's Kansas Highway 9. Additional information, including registration details, are on the organization website, bak.org. A vehicle exploded after catching fire in Washington County January 12th on 29th at Yankee Road. Brandon Thornburg of Hanover lost control and struck an embankment. Friction of tires on the snow started a fire which engulfed the vehicle, exploding with a tank full of fuel. No injuries reported. The vehicle was totaled. Hanover and Hollenburg fire departments were unable to get to the scene due to hazardous road conditions. A Marysville man was arrested after his vehicle lost control, struck an embankment, and rolled in Washington County December 22nd on K-9. Abram J. Baker was transported to CMH in Marysville, later arrested on pending charges of drug and paraphernalia possession, no license, and theft, possession of stolen property. He was transferred to Cloud County on pending charges due to a warrant. 83rd annual meeting of the Marshall County Conservation District was Wednesday, recognizing 2023 Bankers Award winners Eric Detweiler in Soil Conservation, Fincham Derry, Don and Mike Fincham, Water Quality, and Chris Stauffer, Wildlife Habitat. The Conservation District is accepting applications for state financial assistance through February 15th for projects involving conservation practices, with funding available after July 1st. New Year's baby born at CMH in Marysville was delivered January 15th at 2:27 p.m. to Autumn Hopp and James Chikonsky of Marysville. Community Memorial Healthcare sent letters to current and past patients advising of a potential security breach that may have exposed personal and medical information. The issue has been remedied. There is no evidence of information being misused. Anyone with concerns or questions asked to call 1-844-425-0568. Kansas Football Coaches Association has named the 2024 Hall of Fame class of eight former coaches, including the late Larry Schrader, who guided the Frankfort Wildcat football team from 1966 through 2003. He passed away summer before last at the age of 86, spent nearly all of his career at Frankfort as a teacher, coach, and athletic director. Schrader took the Wildcats to state football titles in 83 and 96, runner-up in 95 and 98, retiring as the fourth winningest coach in Kansas high school football history. He was previously inducted in 2011 to the Kansas State High School Activities Association Hall of Fame. Mary Kissinger Wasson was recently named Regional and Overall High School Girls Tennis Coach of the Year, coaching at Marysville High School for 27 years, guiding the team to multiple league, regional, and state championships. Laverne O'Keefe, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Laverne O'Keefe. Elizabeth A. Liz O'Connell, age 90, of Marysville, passed away January 16. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, January 26th at noon at the American Legion in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Liz O'Connell. Betty Lou Hoover, age 97, of Marysville, passed away January 18. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Hoover. Infant Gus Heisterman, parents Daniel and Lydia Heisterman, passed away January 19. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn, with committal service near Barnes, Kansas. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Gus Heisterman. John F. Warren, age 66, of Wymore, passed away January 22. Private memorial service to be held at a later date with the Laughlin Hovett funeral home in Wymore in charge for John Warren.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Senior Saturday is this Saturday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Anyone over the age of 60 is invited to come to the Art Center for a free breakfast and to view Fiber Arts and Crafts, a collection of local artist creations. Senior Saturday is this Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some fog and rain showers possible today, cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. More fog and freezing drizzle likely overnight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Patchy fog may continue early Friday with still a chance for some freezing drizzle and our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Then drizzle may continue into Friday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy skies as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Warming up as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s. More sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s and partly cloudy over Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Still sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s and clear skies Tuesday night with our lows in the 30s. Then still warmer into Wednesday with highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 40. Record high on this date 66, the average low 19, the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:39.
When is it time to start seeds indoors? For cool weather vegetables, the time might be getting close. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 25th, the 25th day of the year. Scottish poet Robert Burns was born on this day, and on this day 26 years ago, the Denver Broncos beat Green Bay to win Super Bowl 32. If you've had enough of pursuing the seed catalogs and you're ready to get some dirt under your nails, it's not too soon to make preparations for starting seeds indoors. One rule of thumb is to start seeds 6 weeks before the last expected frost. Depending on your hardiness zone, that means the time may be nearing for cool weather vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower. Here's a clever seed starting tip. Cover your trays with plastic wrap and set them on top of the fridge. The extra heat will help them germinate more quickly. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
Get ready for an unforgettable shopping experience during the annual Prompalooza at Diane's Dresses, featuring an extensive selection of over 500 dresses, ensuring there's something for everyone. Arrive early to secure the best choices and don't miss your chance to win $100 off your dress. Shop Prompalooza Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday noon to 4. It's a weekend of style and savings you don't want to miss at Diane's Dresses in Wymore.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home congratulates the students of Southern High School who have the determination and dedication to study hard and make the grade in music, science, the arts, and many other academic areas. From Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity and compassion. Smith Auto believes the scholars from Pawnee City have the drive to excel in all academic areas and are sure to pass with flying colors in this year's scholastic classes. You've got this. The community is proud of you. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron. Creative Thoughts supports the Pawnee City students who excel in academic areas, which will assure success in the future. And thank you to the parents and teachers who encourage these young people to succeed. From Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop, offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu, back to the NFL. After winning the national championship at Michigan, Jim Harbaugh is returning to the NFL as head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
The Chargers recognize what he can do for them, because all you have to do is look at what he did for San Diego and Stanford and San Francisco in the NFL, then Michigan. He's helped all of them be better than they were than when he first got there.
ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. A night after number 6 Kentucky was upset by unranked South Carolina, 8th-ranked Auburn would suffer the same fate at the hands of rival Alabama.
4 Ramajamas and a 4-point win.
The call on Learfield, Crimson Tide bump off the Auburn Tigers 79-75. Number 10 Illinois also fell victim to unranked Northwestern.
The Wildcats win. They knock off the 10th-ranked Fighting Illini.
And no
96-91.
That call also on Learfield. NBA, after the Bucks named Doc Rivers as head coach, Giannis logged his second straight triple-double, and Milwaukee beat the Cavs 126-116. The Thunder crushed the Spurs 140-114. T-Wolves got by the Wizards 118-107. Both OKC and Minnesota tied atop the Western Conference. The Grizzlies beat the Heat 105-96, and the Warriors drubbed the Hawks 134-112. NHL, after 60 minutes of scoreless hockey, the Maple Leafs and Jets went to overtime.
Robertson with a couple of elusive moves. Centering back, they score! Austin Matthews wins the game!
The call on TSN 1050, Toronto wins 1-0. Blues edge the Canucks 4-3, also in overtime. The Hurricanes beat the Bruins 3-2. Panthers dominated the Coyotes 6-2, and the Avs skated by the Capitals 6-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wildcat fans, your K-State women's basketball team is ranked number 4 in the country, our highest ranking in 21 years. Watch the Cats at 4 p.m. this Saturday when we host Big 12 newcomer BYU in Bramlage. Tickets to Saturday's game are only $10 when purchased in advance. See your number 4 Wildcats battle for the top of the Big 12 standings by ordering tickets at kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Marysville Lady Bulldogs back in action in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational facing top seed Topeka Hayden this evening at 7, live broadcast on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville opened play Monday with a win over Jackson Heights 75-53. Hayden defeated Jackson Heights 58-25 in first round play Wednesday. Second seed Lafayette over Hiawatha 60-25, and third seed St. Mary's beat Concordia 48-42. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville boys at Nemo Hall Central, about 7:30 varsity tip on AM 1570 FM, not a 4.1. Hanover tips off at Centralia, girls and boys action live on KNDY FM, not a 5.5.
Add texture, motion, and drought tolerance to your landscape with Blue Gramma Grass. Native to 27 states, it's adaptable to a variety of settings. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The thin green leaves add nice texture to the garden. Slender spikes of fringe flowers appear midsummer. They're held at right angles to the stems, inspiring the common name eyelash grass. This plant grows 15 inches tall, while Blonde Ambition, a readily available variety, grows up to 3 feet in height. Blue Gramma was heavily grazed upon by bison and now by cattle and sheep. This tolerance to heavy grazing makes it usable as turf grass for droughty climates. Long-lived and hardy in zones 3 to 10, it also makes a nice addition to gardens and mixed borders as well. It combines nicely with euphorbias, penstemon, iris, and sedum. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Omaha Central, Centralia, and Axtell High School students who continually strive to be the very best in FFA, speech, band, choir, FBLA, and so many other areas. Keep up the good work. From Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, with over 50 years of service. Homus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Nemaha Central students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a pat on the back. Good luck at events this week from Homus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Bids are being accepted for the Frank Feldhausen Trust on two properties in Herkimer Township east of Bremen. The first is 123 acres tillable production. The second, 10 acres in the southeast corner, includes house and outbuildings. For inspection or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger in Marysville. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, February 16th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
What should have been a time of holiday cheer was quickly turned into tragedy. However, the story could have turned much worse if not for a young man just back from his service in the Army. His heroism is still remembered over a century later, and I'll take you to the spot where they memorialize his sacrifice on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
He was a young veteran of war who would become a hometown hero.
Claude Herbert had just gotten home from military service in the Spanish-American War. He was 19 years old and took a job at the Heavens and Gettys department store. This was a huge department store downtown.
Susie Quick shares the story from Terre Haute, Indiana, where that large department store was once located. It was December of 1898, and a large Christmas display attracted many shoppers.
One of the lights popped in the display window, and it created a spark, which just ignited that highly flammable snow material, and the fire spread very quickly.
Young Claude had been hired to be Santa Claus, and he was greeting children and families in the store.
Here he is acting as the Santa Claus, but there's pandemonium around him. The place is burning. There's all these children in the buildings visiting Santa. So he just leapt into action and started escorting people out of the building.
Some newspaper accounts said Santa, young Claude Herbert, went back inside the building five times, rescuing shoppers and employees.
And if it hadn't been for Claude Herbert, I think they said that he saved close to 100 people that day or something. It was a large number.
Herbert died in his effort to save everyone from the inferno. Only he and three others perished in the blaze that consumed well over a city block. Today, a monument and fountain stands where the store stood over a century ago. The plaque remembers the heroism of Santa Claus, young Claude Herbert, who saved so many lives. Traveling the countryside in Terre Haute, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Could be a valuable addition for aquaculture operations. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This desirable fish is easy on the palate and commands a high price as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
One of my favorite fish species to catch and eat. The firm white flesh and mild flavor make walleye a sought-after seafood choice in North America and Northern Europe. They're an emerging species for aquaculture operations and will command a good price for market-ready sizes. Walleye can be raised in ponds, cages, or tanks. However, they're a bit more high maintenance than some other species. Joe Morris is an extension aquaculture specialist at Iowa State University. He says walleye require high-quality, cool water conditions. They don't like bright light because it stresses them out. And they need to be trained to eat the high-protein commercial diet you provide for them rather than eating their siblings.
These are top predator fish, and so they're used to chasing live prey. They're not like catfish or used to eating all kinds of food substances. Walleye like to eat live prey. So what you're trying to do is convince them that that nugget of food you're trying to provide to them is something that they want to consume. So you got to deal with palatability and visibility of the palate.
When finding a market for a high-value fish like walleye, he says it's important to know the social demographics of an area.
You deal with probably white tablecloth restaurants. Start with that. Go into the local seafood markets or grocery stores. I do see walleye being sold on and off than that, but they use it at the higher end. So you got to keep in mind that when they're selling them $10, $12, I've seen them as much as $20 a pound on the retail side. You really have to think, how do you attract the consumer willing to pay that kind of money? And then what volume of animals are you going to be selling at that price?
Learn more about raising walleye at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on.
Technology to help improve fertilizer efficiency today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. We've talked some before about better stewardship of nitrogen fertilizers to save money and the environment at the same time. Today, we focus on another fertilizer component, phosphorus. Brian Reinecke works for Phospholutions with a product called Rhizosorb.
Farmers are all interested in having the maximum amount of nutrients move from the soil into the plants and into the crop. Rhizosorb acts like an adsorbent sponge for phosphate and keeping it in soil solution for a much longer period of time when compared to conventional phosphate products.
Traditional fertilizer applications often result in a lot of product not being taken up by the crop. Reinecke says Rhizosorb can help.
Phosphate products are really only about 10 to 30% efficient. Rhizosorb keeps the availability of phosphate for a longer period of time and increases the phosphate efficiency from the soil application use by up to 50%.
Reinecke says the bottom line is the bottom line.
The trials and studies that we've done, we realize about a 10 to 15% savings on upfront costs and reduced inputs. And then at the end of the day, we are showing same or better yield with lower inputs.
Rhizosorb is available from most retail farm suppliers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres in Murray Township, Marshall County, selling for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. 157 acres with 120 acres more or less planted crops in a corn and soybean rotation. 10 acres, waterways, 14 acres of meadow that's hayed. There is an older farmstead at 2680 Indian Road on 4 acres that includes a 3-bedroom house, barn, and other outbuildings on well water and REA. Balance of the 9 acres, mostly tree-lined ditches, farms on a blacktop road only a few miles from the grain elevator. This land auction for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. For inspection or details, contact Rob or Tom Olmsted with Olmsted Real Estate. More details online, olmstedrealestate.com, broker and auctioneer.
Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The strength of the U.S. dollar compared to currency in other countries is a big factor in successfully exporting American ag commodities. The Federal Reserve says it won't raise interest rates for now, and Mike Zazzullo of Global Commodity Analytics says that would typically be good news for U.S. exports.
Well, it should have a dampening effect on the U.S. dollar, and it should have a dampening effect on higher bond yields. And I think you and I talked about this the last time we got together, that those were two major forces working against the commodity markets as we've come back from the WASDE report and generally speaking, as we've come back from the Christmas and New Year holiday, the dollar is not breaking back for the price action after the holiday. We saw the dollar rally sharply. I think it again goes back to China, and it goes back to the U.S. dollar being a safe haven in case we do have a deflationary pressure in China that's similar to what Japan experienced in the 90s. I think that's where the market is thinking this market's headed.
Financial markets overseas are having a direct impact on world currencies, keeping them below the value of the U.S. dollar.
Because we can't find a bottom in Hong Kong, we can't find a bottom in Shanghai in the equity markets, that's an indication that the money's staying out of China, and therefore the Chinese currency hit an 8 to 9 week low in the offshore market against the U.S. dollar. That spills over into currencies like the Brazilian real, which would hit a fresh 2 week low, almost a 3 week low against the U.S. dollar.
If the dollar keeps strengthening, farmers are likely looking at lower prices in the next few months.
If this dollar continues to be bought as a safe haven, we take out the report day lows from last Friday, which we did in wheat already. But if we do that in the corn and the beans, then technically speaking, and from the way these funds tend to trade, another 5 to 8% lower is what I'm suggesting to clients and subscribers as a possibility for where we're headed next as we get into February and that base price for the new crop corn and beans.
horse trailer sales. The one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, we get behind what's behind you.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the...
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Whether you have just a few acres or thousands, you know how much land you own. But what exactly is an acre? Stay tuned and find out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Been using the acre as a way of measuring land since the first plow dug into American soil. So how did this moniker of measurement come to be? Michael Pugh is a land expert with Ownerly, a real estate data company, and he's also interested in land history. He says the term acre comes from an old English word meaning field. The measurement was decided by the amount of land that a team of oxen and a man could plow in one day.
Historically, it's a long strip of land. It measures 660 feet by 66 feet. So it's basically a 1:10 ratio. The length of it was called a furlong, which is a furrow long. And that's how long a team could plow before needing a break and turning around to go back the other way.
Nowadays, a 1-acre piece of land can be any shape as long as it measures 43,560 square feet. It's hard to visualize an acre, but here's one way to do it.
I think an easy way for at least anyone who's watched a football game to understand is it's basically a little bit smaller than a football field. If you go from an end zone to about the 10-yard line on the other side, so 90% of the football field, that's about the size of 1 acre.
In the 1860s, a pioneer could buy 160 acre tracts of land from the government and divide it into 40 acre parcels. If the farmer was too far away to be reached, it was usually because he was out plowing the back 40 of the farm. And that's where that term came from. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how the acre came to be at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Thursday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday, still a mixed to mostly lower day in the grains and oil seeds. Now quite a bit of strength in the livestock. February live cattle now up $2.40, trading at $177.75. April at $180.75, that's up $2.40. January feeder cattle up 20 cents to now to $232.02. March to $238.47, that's up $4.70 on the day. And higher for the hogs as well. February lean hogs up 25 cents to $74.15. April up 50 to $82.52. Mixed to slightly lower in the grains today. Corn's been back and forth, but now March now down 2.5 to 4.49¾. May trading at 4.59¼. That's down 3¼ cents on the day. Mixed in the wheat markets, but March Kansas City wheat stronger, up 9 cents at 6.34¾. May's up 5.5 to 6.33½. And a mixed day for the oats. March is up a penny, trading at 3.66¾, but May down 1.5 to 3.60¾ cents. Into the soybeans, this is the biggest hit of the day. March beans down 18.5 to 12.21¾. May drop 17.5 down to 12.29. March soybean meal down 470 at 358.60. May soy meal down 440 at 358.60 as well. And the soy oil market's a bit weaker. March soybean oil down 86 points at 46.46. Slight gains for cotton. March cotton up 6 points at 85.46, with May up 4 at 86.64. Looking at the energy market, sees higher figures. March crude oil now up 167, trading at $76.76. April up 160 to 76.58. Unleaded gas for February is trading up 3 cents a gallon, now to 224. March is up 3 at 227. February heating oil is up to 8 cents in the green. That's up to 277 now. However, natural gas still a bit lower. February's down 6 at 257. Taking a look down Wall Street, the S&P on the rise after the GDP report showed strong growth and slowing inflation. Currently the 500 up 8 points at 4,876. The NASDAQ also in the green, up 8 points at 15,490. And the Dow Jones currently trading up 35 points at 37,840. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-America Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-America Network is here for you.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Water is a vital resource for producers in the state of Kansas. Director of the Kansas Water Institute at K-State, Susan Metzger, explains the aquifer in Kansas and what it provides to its users. She also discusses the organizations that are working together to hopefully make it a feasible resource in the future.
So the Ogallala Aquifer is the largest freshwater aquifer in the world. It underlies 8 states, including Kansas. So most of the water supply for western Kansas relies on the Ogallala High Plains Aquifer. But it is a finite resource. While it receives some recharge on an annual basis, we use the water faster than it can be recharged. So we know that if we look into the future and don't change our actions as soon as 40 years from now, that resource could be 70% depleted, and 40% of the acres that depend on irrigation and sustain our state's largest economic driver, agriculture, would no longer be able to sustain that type of production.
Metzger talks about how it isn't just as easy as telling people to use less water.
You know, it really is putting all those parts and pieces of the puzzle together. It sounds like a simple solution. You just use less water. but figuring out the ways that a producer can do that successfully for their bottom lines, still maintaining great food production. So K-State Research and Extension with folks on the ground like Jonathan Aguilar have been able to help producers make that transition, whether it's a transition in technology. We know that we've seen over the past 30 years just a strong shift from a history of flood irrigation to center pivot irrigation, and that center pivot irrigation now being to really efficient drop nozzles, but then also helping them to think about changes in their water management practices when they apply water, and also their crop selection is really key. And one thing I think is pretty exciting, because the Kansas Geological Survey has a new approach that really allows you to center into a focused area, which is really key when people are thinking about making shifts in their own management. They want it to impact their own neighborhood and community.
There are many ways people can keep updated on water in Kansas, and she says how to do that.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources page really has so many great resources. You can also go to K-State's Kansas Water Institute page and keep up with the great things that are happening in the Kansas Legislature and the House Water Committee.
That was director of the Kansas Water Institute at Kansas State University, Susan Metzger, with information about the water issues in Kansas. Find more information by searching Kansas Water Institute. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones has turned around 2 days of losses, at least in the early going today. The Dow is up 108 points going into the midday, while the S&P and NASDAQ extended their multi-day gains. The country has taken a step back from a recession that some economists thought was inevitable. The fourth quarter of 2023 saw a 3.3% increase in gross domestic product, according to the advance estimate. For the entire year, GDP was up more than 3% over 2022. An emergency program set up to help savings institutions wobbly after last year's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank will wind down in March. The Federal Reserve's Bank Term Funding Program had offered loans to banks at low interest rates to keep them afloat. Ford is recalling about 2 million older Explorer SUVs. The issue? A clip that's supposed to hold body trim in place could fail, sending the trim flying on the highway. The recall affects Explorers from 2011 through the 2019 model years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Check out the new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordish Motor Company, plus the new 2024 Chevy Blazer, Chevy Trax, and Chevy Equinox are awaiting your test drive. For quality new and used vehicles, see the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville today.
Test your knowledge and show off your game show abilities at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's Get Smart with the Arts Trivia Night, Saturday, February 3rd. Starting at 7 p.m., stretch your memory in history, entertainment, geography, current events, the arts, and more. Register by emailing marshallcountyarts@gmail.com or calling 785-859-4260. $240 per team of six or $40 for an individual, while you're welcome to bring your favorite adult beverage. Test your trivia knowledge and get smart with the arts February 3rd at Nordish Motor Company in Marysville with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's Trivia Night. Spots and tables are limited, so grab yours by calling 785-859-4260.
KNDY.
When I saw you standing there on the street, I found myself by your side. I started wanting you again. There's just no way to hide. To stop.
that certain look in your eyes. You're not easy to resist, but I just walked on by with that old
Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.
ABC.